Listen as I read the story, A Bed for Coconut. One day, Doc's doorbell rang. Ding dong! It was Cass. Her face looked red, and she was huffing and puffing. In one arm, she was carrying her cat, Coconut, who was wiggling and squirming to get down. With the other arm, she was dragging a big cardboard box. "Oh, Doc," said Cass, "please help me build a bed for Coconut." "Sure," said Doc. "It'll be fun. Come on in." "Thanks," said Cass. Coconut jumped down, darted off, and hid under a chair. Cass sighed, "My mom says she's tired of Coconut leaving cat hairs all over the couch. She wants Coconut to have a bed to sleep in. So I brought some pieces of wood and an old blanket that we can use." Cass dumped the wood out of the cardboard box, but left the blanket in it. "Do we have everything we need?" "Don't worry," said Doc. "I have the things we need to make a bed. Let's get started." But instead of picking up wood or tools, Doc sharpened two pencils, lined up her crayons, and put a sheet of paper on her desk. "What are you doing?" asked Cass. "Well," said Doc, "we can't just start building. First, we need to draw a picture of what we want Coconut's bed to look like." "Okay," said Cass. She looked around Doc's workshop and spotted Doc's dollhouse. "Maybe we could make the cat bed look like a little house, like this," she said. Cass used one of the pencils to draw a house. "That is so cute," said Doc. "I love that idea. The house could have a roof that opens like a lid and a door that swings open so that Coconut can get in and out easily." Doc added her ideas to the drawing. "Let's paint the roof red and the door dark green," said Cass. She used the red crayon to color in the roof of the house and the green crayon to color in the door. "That's pretty," said Doc. She looked at the drawing. "What if we drew daisies and daffodils and dandelions on either side of the door like a little garden?" Doc asked. "Yes," said Cass. She watched Doc draw the flowers. Then she said, "Now the sides of the house look awfully plain. Should we decorate them with ducks or dragons or dinosaurs?" Doc giggled. "I don't think so," she said. "That would look too odd." Cass giggled too. "How about dots then?" she suggested. "Perfect," said Doc. She and Cass drew lots of dots on the sides of the house in the drawing. "Let's not forget the inside of the house," said Cass. "Right," agreed Doc. She drew a pillow. "We can put a fluffy pillow for Coconut in the house." "Good," said Cass. "And you know, it sure would be handy if the house could be on wheels. Then I could drag it behind me when Coconut and I come to visit you." "Let's definitely put the house on wheels," said Doc. Cass smiled. "Boy, that Coconut is one lucky cat," she said. She looked around. "Hey, wait a second," she said. She looked under the chair, but Coconut was not there. "Where is Coconut?" Suddenly, Doc burst out laughing. "Look," she said. She pointed to the old cardboard box that Cass had brought. Coconut was fast asleep inside, curled up happily on top of the old blanket. Cass laughed too. "I guess Coconut got tired of waiting," she said. "We loved our fancy ideas," said Doc. "But Coconut had ideas of her own. I guess she made her own bed." "No dots, no daisies, no wheels, no lid," said Cass. "But if Coconut likes her new bed, and if she really sleeps in it, she'll be happy, and I'll be happy, and my mom will be happy too." This is the end of the story.